Hey there, overthinkers. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling that mental knot you call a brain. We all know life can feel like one giant test sometimes, right? Like we're constantly being graded on our performance, our appearances, our achievements. And let me tell you, that pressure cooker of expectations can be seriously suffocating. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to break free from that constant need to be perfect? It's not about achieving some elusive ideal, it's about embracing the beautiful messiness of being human. That's right, we are diving into the power of imperfection and learning to let go of shame. You know that feeling when you trip in public and everyone stares? Or when you send a text message riddled with typos and instantly want to crawl under a rock? Yeah, that shame was ringing your ear, trying to convince you that something's wrong with you. But here's the truth. Imperfection is not the flaw, it's part of what makes us unique and wonderfully human. So let's unpack this real quick. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the shame and embrace your beautiful imperfections. Number 1. Perfection is a myth. Seriously, have you ever met a truly perfect person? I mean, someone who never makes mistakes, never feels insecure, and always has it all together. Me neither. Because perfection isn't real. It's an impossible standard we set for ourselves that only leads to disappointment and stress. Number 2. Mistakes are opportunities for growth. Ever heard the saying, fail forward? It means embracing our setbacks as valuable lessons. Every time you stumble, it's a chance to learn something new about yourself and how to navigate the world better. It's like those frustrating jigsaw puzzles, sometimes you have to put a piece in the wrong spot before you find a perfect fit. Number 3. Comparison is the thief of joy. Stop comparing your journey to someone else's highlight reel on social media. You only see the carefully curated version, not the struggles and imperfections behind the scenes. Remember, everyone has their own unique path and timeline. Focus on your own growth and celebrate your own wins, no matter how small they may seem. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend who's going through a tough time. Would you berate them for their mistakes? Of course not. You'd offer kindness, understanding, and encouragement. Treat yourself with the same level of compassion and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when you mess up. Number 5. Celebrate your individuality. What makes you unique is what makes you amazing. Embrace those quirks, those things that set you apart from everyone else. Don't try to fit into a mold or be someone you're not. The world needs your authentic self, with all its imperfections and glorious weirdness. Now let me paint you a picture. Picture this, it's your friend's wedding day. You're trying to get ready, but things are going hilariously wrong. Your hair won't cooperate, you spill coffee on your new dress, and you trip over the dog on your way out the door. Sound familiar? You feel that rising tide of shame, thinking this is a disaster, everyone's going to judge me. But then you take a deep breath, remember these takeaways, and decide to laugh it off. You realize that it's just one day, and even if things don't go perfectly, you can still have a blast celebrating your friend. And guess what? Your friends might even tease you about the incident later on, but they'll also love you for being real and owning your mistakes. Because true friends celebrate your imperfections just as much as your successes. Remember, letting go of shame is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and a whole lot of self-love. But the rewards are worth it: freedom from anxiety, increased confidence, and deeper connections with others. So go out there and embrace your imperfections. The world needs your authentic self. And hey, if you're feeling brave enough to share your own story about embracing imperfection, leave a comment on the show page or tag us on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement where it's okay to be imperfectly perfect. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.